You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Anna Faris, and I have this podcast fittingly titled Anna Faris is Unqualified, where each week a different celebrity and I attempt to give relationship and dating advice. Recent co-hosts have included Matthew McConaughey.
You got somebody you care about. You lost track of them. Go find out.
Margaret Cho.
Vacation sex is always irresistible.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I could make it all about them and not have to focus on my own problems.
And Seth Rogen. So if you're wondering what your favorite celebrity or I would do in your situation, just listen and subscribe to Anna Faris is Unqualified. Free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen carefully, and amidst the sounds of the surf and an occasional aircraft, you'll hear the peep of a piping plover. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. We're on Fire Island on the south shore of New York's Long Island, one of the few places where plovers nest. They're a threatened species, only about 2,000 nesting pairs in the eastern United States, and they protect their young by fooling predators in a remarkable way.
It's a small bird. It's about 5 inches long. It weighs about as much as 10 quarters. It makes its living by running around on the beach and pecking at insects, which is what it's doing right in front of us right now.
Jim Fraser is a professor of wildlife conservation.
The scientific name is Charadrius melodus, and Charadrius comes from the same root as charade, and it's called that because it has the habit of doing an injury display. When we get too close to its eggs or its young, it'll be on the ground and be flapping its wing as if it was injured, and then it'll continually move in a direction away from its eggs or young with the hope of attracting predators away from the eggs or young. Occasionally they do get caught, but they're pretty good at keeping away from predators when they're doing that distraction. What you can see here at the end of the dune line is where Hurricane Sandy has washed the dune away. And so now you've got a flat beach. Instead of having a 20-yard wide beach where the surf at high tide comes right up to the base of the dune, so there's no place for a bird to nest, now you've got a beach that's several hundred yards wide, and there's plenty of place. And that's, in fact, where this pair of birds nested, back in that flat area. Piping plovers elude predators by cryptocoloration, and they really want to be in a big, flat area. They can see foxes or cats coming if they're out there, and then they can hunker down. They blend in nicely with the background, and it's very difficult for a predator to find them.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.